be mainly talking about two things, ASEAN.
So Timor-Leste wants to be a member of ASEAN. How's the preparation?
Well, I hope that we will be joining next year during Malaysia's chairmanship. It is has been more than 10 years since formal application, which was lodged by me during my first term as president in 2011. And the journey has been a steady one not without difficulties, obviously because of our lack of human resources, very precarious, lack of infrastructures, and all other conditions associated with our responsibilities as ASEAN member. I think ASEAN leaders, most of them, or all of them, realize that it is enough what Timor-Leste has done to merit immediate membership, that it is not realistic, even fair, to expect that Timor-Leste should join ASEAN only when it has reached the level of Malaysia or Singapore or Thailand. Because as many of the ASEAN leaders themselves, they say, not every ASEAN country can claim accurately that it has implemented all the milestones. Just look at, for instance, Myanmar, for instance. Even the former Prime Minister Hun Sen told me very bluntly, very clearly, honestly, when I met with him before he left office, he said, Timor-Leste has more money, more liquidity, more cash, better prepared than when Cambodia joined. Not fair to hold back Timor-Leste, that we have shown enough commitment, enough progress to merit joining.
So what are the benefits, or what are the benefits ASEAN members could get if Timor-Leste is a member?
Well, the benefits are we'll be part of an economic bloc of almost 700 million people with a joint annual GDP of almost 4 trillion. When a country, has as neighbor wealthy countries, we would have to be really dumb and lazy if we do not benefit. Because there is potential for taking advantage of it. There is potential for spillover benefits.
Yeah, but how would the other members of ASEAN benefit from having Timor-Leste as a co-member? Say, for example, Indonesia or Malaysia, Singapore. How can they benefit of having Timor-Leste joining?
Well, of course, and what can we contribute? Of course, the contribution is not only how much money or trade or investments we can bring into. It's also, as I said, diplomacy, politics. What would concern ASEAN leaders the most, at least some of them? Their concern is that Timor-Leste is stable, is peaceful. And the best contribution we can offer ASEAN is precisely that Timor-Leste is not a nuisance. Timor-Leste is not unstable, not a failed country. We are not a problem. I have the greatest admiration for Singapore. Timor-Leste has only to gain to embrace Singapore. We have this banana in Timor called Banana Singapura, the only country in the world with a banana that's called the name of our country, Banana Singapura. Who is Singapore? I'm trying to convince some Timorese to invest in a Singapore banana plantation, export to Singapore.
What about Indonesia? Timor-Leste had a dark history or has a dark history with Indonesia.
Indonesia already have a big presence in Timor-Leste, and more will happen in the next couple of years.
Even under President Prabowo Subianto?
Oh, yes, President Prabowo is a good friend of ours. He's a very good man, very caring about Timor-Leste.
So you think he will be welcomed here if he comes here, I think, in 2025?
I have invited officially. He has responded. He will come early next year.
2025.
Yeah, and he will be greatly welcomed by the many friends he has here. And we want to work with him to further expand the relationship in trade, in investment, in security areas, whatever. We can do a lot of partnership, particularly with our closest neighbor of in Indonesia, NTT, the Nusa Tenggara Timur.
Okay, one very last question. You mentioned about people in Timor-Leste could welcome Mr. Prabowo Subianto here. My understanding, Mr. Prabowo has not personally apologized. Do you want him to apologize if he's
here? No. Those who feel they should apologize, they can apologize. We are not going to tell someone, you apologize. And sometimes the best form of apology is not the word, we apologize, and then do nothing about it. The best form of apology is seeking friendship, reconciliation, provide every support the other side need. To help heal the wounds and so on. And that's what Indonesia has been doing for the past 20 plus years.